Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 13-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Drop, keep a screaming for more. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Little rain finally. Well, in my house, I don't know about your house.
But no, none in my house.
Okay, but welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike Stu.
Hey, that's
regardless
us.
Whether it's raining or not in your area. But
if hey, it is, it's 100% chance at that point.
There it is, anyway.
So, there's 100% chance it is raining anywhere where it's currently raining.
Exactly.
That's it. But y'all got it. Y'all are like scientists or something.
No, it's smart. Just practical sense. If you're standing in the middle of rain, it's 100% chance of rain at that moment.
Like a weather rock, you know? If the weather rock's wet, it's raining, and if it's white, it's snowing. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
There you go. There
common
you go.
Sense.
Steve's a weather rock. He does rock. But anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
Hey, it's us.
We are here to talk to you unsnobbly-like, because we're not snobs. We don't talk down to people,
well,
so unless
people
they're short, unless they are shorter than
all.
Us.
Yeah.
But
along with the best wine. Yeah.
Look
have.
At you, almost poured it. But anyway, as you may see, those who are watching us live on the online stuff, you see Stu is pouring some
liquid. Last week, Michael Bailey, that's you, inquired about chai.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
this is chai latte. I made it this morning before coming in.
All right. Latte.
Yeah.
What brand?
This is a Twinings bag tea with black vanilla added.
Nice.
And then I added coconut milk to it. It's sweetened with a little bit of sugar and a little bit of honey. If you are diabetic, just use agave nectar, and you can enjoy this libation.
That's the word I was trying to think of with Phil earlier, is agave.
Yeah. You drink it like coffee hot. Or you can let it chill down, pour it over crushed ice, and it's very refreshing that way.
Okay. Oh, it's warm.
Yeah.
There you
thank
go.
You,
yeah.
So Phil, this is Phil, come in here and get yours.
Warm. Come, Phil. Come.
Wow. Ooh, that's, is that agave?
No, that's sugar and honey.
That's sugar. Okay. Yeah. And honey, that's the difference. Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like
oh,
that.
Wow.
Chais. I love chai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I drink a glass of this every night, just about every night.
Mm-hmm.
Usually iced during the summer. Now that it's getting a little cooler, I'll drink it, you know, like hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. That's one of my favorite drinks.
Chai tea is one of the best for you.
Yeah.
How is it the best for you? How? In what way?
Well, in addition to the fact that you're dealing with black tea, which is already pretty healthy, it's a natural source
that's
of electrolytes.
Better than green tea?
Green tea has different things going on. The difference, green tea and black tea are the same leaf. Green means they picked it and dried it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black means they roasted it.
Oh.
By the way, it's less caffeine than coffee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, about one-tenth the amount of caffeine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's
my nephew yesterday.
What I meant by heart healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I met my nephew and my sister-in-law yesterday at Starbucks, and he had a green.
You never knew him before?
He had a green. we rendezvoused there to talk about it. We hadn't seen each other in a long time. Anyway, he was having green tea.
Well, the great thing about green tea, the flavor is more delicate, so don't expect the strong flavor you get from regular black tea. But it has an incredible antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of letters like EBGB or something like that.
Or EBGB.
Yeah, it's CBGB, man. It's named after a club in New York. But this particular antioxidant searches out cancerous cells in your body, destroys them, and replaces them with healthy cells. It's a very aggressive antioxidant.
Wow.
I have a friend growing up, every summer.
Catechins.
It was real easy. He would be in a pair of shorts, and that's it, all summer. So he was tanned from head to foot. And as a result, in his 30s, he started having to get skin cancer burned off regularly, two or three times a year. He switched from drinking coffee to green tea. He hasn't had to have any burned off in probably 20 years.
Flavonoids.
Flavonoids.
My dermatologist told me that, you know, by the time you're up to your 15 or 18, your skin is like a canvas. Mm-hmm. And the sun starts working on his design on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that cat.
No.
Anyway, it's color. That cast the color of this stuff. Anyway, I don't get distracted very much.
ADHD.
But but anyway, that's what my dermatologist had told me, and I did. I was one of those. Yeah. Just had short, barefooted shorts, and never wore a shirt. And everywhere I went, except church, I had to wear a shirt at church.
Yeah.
And shoes.
Theanine is another thing, which is a very cool little thing called a antioxidant there.
Yeah.
Theanine. It's an amino acid.
Well, we learned from Mr. Edens up at Perdido Vineyards that muscadine, is a great antioxidant. It has great antioxidant.
Resveratrol.
Yeah, resveratrol. And it's great for men who have prostate problems, and particularly prostate cancer.
Interesting.
Is a study at was it Georgia Tech or University of Georgia? One of them did a study.
Probably Georgia. Georgia Tech is not really an agricultural school; it's an engineering school.
Okay, but yeah, Georgia
Tech.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, great engineering school.
Said that they studied it and use it to combat prostate cancer in men. Yeah. That they use the powder; they powder it down.
Mm-hmm.
And use them in pills and medicine and treatment. So anyway.
Yeah, antioxidants neutralize free radicals that are flowing throughout your body, which are, if I can remember from eighth grade science, those are neutrally charged molecules. They're neither positive nor negative, I think. And that is what promotes the growth of cancer cells.
Ah.
So the resveratrol... You know,
a
which
highly
is
reactive molecule or atom that has an unpaired electron, making it unstable and eager to steal an electron from another molecule to achieve stability.
Which then means your body goes through a molecular change, which is called cancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought I remembered that from 45,000 years ago when I took that in class.
Shocking.
So I like this.
Yeah.
Cost-wise compared to coffee.
About the same.
About the same?
Every one of your high-end $7 a cup coffee places also serve chai.
But if I want
the same chai,
if I want to make it at home,
You can get concentrates already made,
mm-hmm.
and you just open it up just like a milk carton, pour it in there, and then add milk. Or, like I said, in this case, I use coconut milk.
Right, I have some of that,
which is extremely healthy.
I have some
and
of that,
I love the flavor of it.
You ever tried to milk a coconut?
I'm just going to ask. But I'm not going to ask now.
It was there. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll save that discussion for off air. But, easy to make. All I did was put a tea bag in my K-cup thing and brew the tea while it's still hot, add my sugar and honey, and then mixed in coconut milk. And I honestly could have gone with less coconut milk and you'd have a stronger chai flavor.
Is that a local honey? No,
this one I think I got at Ollie's, but I tend to use. But it is a raw honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, see, that makes sense too. Using a local honey
helps you with your defense system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's all interconnected, y'all. Einstein talked about it.
Yeah, but you just can't go get honey from South America and use it.
Sure you can. That would be Africa. But yes, you could use honey from South.
I was trying to go with the,
But you could, use South American honey. Don't listen to Mike. But it's not going to help you with your local allergies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, it's just going to be delicious.
That was my point.
Yeah. Honey is very beneficial and incredibly delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And never goes bad.
Farms here that there's a couple of farms.
Mm-hmm. There's one out in Wilmer. There's one in Saraland or Satsuma area.
There's one called Honey Hill.
There's one near Providence Hospital.
Honey Hill.
Yeah.
There's
Mayor State Park has an apiary on site produce their own honey called Alabama Gold.
I got some more names when we come back. 251-343-1116. Made in LA
7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race.
For more than a decade, they are the dynamic duo of dining. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
That's us, Michael.
That is us. Hey, before we went on break, we were talking about honey, places you can get local honey at. Yeah. And we mentioned Honey Hill, I think, was one big aviary. I don't know if Ben Tryon's You Pick 'em Farm over Daphne has that, but he's got like fields of wildflowers, all different type of flowers. So there's got to be bees.
And they may be selling a local honey.
It could be.
Themselves.
Our friends down at the Admiral.
Yeah, they have an apiary on the roof at the Admiral Hotel.
They do.
Stop in there and check it out.
And then a lady I know, Gretchen Bailey.
Mm-hmm. No relation.
There's no relation because it's spelled different. But she is related to Bailey Seafood. Mm-hmm. And there's a big story. Hopefully we're going to get her on coming up in the near future about a project that's in the works. It's not in a restaurant. It's not a new restaurant. But it's something she's got. But she collects her own honey. She's got her own beehives, and she goes out there and makes her own honey.
Yeah. I had some neighbors growing up that had a couple of beehives mm-hmm. in the backyard. Never tried the honey.
But
might have gotten a sting if you had.
But I see these people all the time, you know, especially on social media. They've done it so much, they just walk around and, you know, pull a hive out of a tree or something or out of the side of a house, and the bees don't even bother them, you know.
Well, they know how to behave. It helps if you smoke, makes them very docile, puts them to sleep, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps slow them down, makes them less aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
When I was living in that little cottage up there on Steel Creek in Satsuma, I was fishing one day, and something stung me.
Mm-hmm.
And I smacked it, and I thought it was a yellow fly. It was not a yellow fly. It was a yellow jacket.
Mm.
And they have a beta pheromone, just like the Africanized bees, where if one of them stings, it sends out a scent telling the rest of them to sting. And about 8 stings later, I realized I'm just going inside. And my neighbor was getting some pesticide done and had told him about it. He asked the guy, he goes, do you have anything for yellow jackets? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, put it on my bill, drive over there and do it. And there had been a dry dock at this home years ago. The pole was still there. The rest of it was gone. They had gotten inside the hollowed out pole.
Mm.
And the guy puts his suit on, and he starts spraying and spraying and spraying. And you see him come out at the bottom by the millions. And when he finished, he goes, that is hands down the largest yellow jacket infestation I have ever seen in my life. He goes, that's 10 times bigger than anything I've ever seen. That entire pole was hollowed out and full of yellow jackets.
Ooh.
And he said a few of them got inside his suit and stung him.
I don't enjoy yellow jackets.
No, they're not fun.
Used to have a problem with them, but a few years back I got stung, and I mean, I swelled way up.
Yeah. Well, like I say, with that beta pheromone that they release when they sting, they die when they sting, like mm-hmm. a bee does. Mm-hmm. And they put off that scent that tells the rest of them, attack this thing that I stung.
Hmm.
So if you hang out there, my dad used to get swarmed all the time at the house. Because he would ignore the first 10 or so, I guess.
Right. Well, you just figure off the
and then he would get
then.
So then he would get all swelled
they run out
up.
Of numbers.
He would get all swollen up from it and everything because it's multiple stings. Because he'd end up with like 50 before he was smart enough to go, well, maybe I should leave.
Right.
Because he was ornery, and I told him keep
stubborn
the Benadryl elixir for children. When you get into something like that, take a shot of that, and that will get it into your blood system faster than anything.
Huh.
Because it's already liquefied. It's instantly into your system. And, you know, just have that sitting on the shelf for bee sting, stuff like that.
We were talking about honeybees, And there's been this big environmental concern over the last several years that, you know, we're killing off the bees. And
yeah, which are our pollinators.
Yeah,
which we need those to have vegetables and fruit.
Yeah.
I have been an active participant. Well, active is kind of funny to say. I've been a lazy participant in not cutting my grass in the spring until the flower. I let the entire thing turn to weeds and flower before I cut anything. Because that's what we needed to do to give them sustenance. And just people like myself doing that has turned that issue around.
It's turning it around. Still, it's got a long way to go. But don't kill the honeybees. They kill your honey.
Kill us. Well, not, we would lose all of our fruits and vegetables eventually.
Well,
or at least the ones that depend on cross-pollination for
reproduction.
Pretty
much everything. Yeah.
I mean, like, it wouldn't affect mushrooms.
Guess what eats those vegetables, the things we eat?
Yeah. Yeah, we use those vegetables to fatten up the burger.
Exactly.
Yeah, make the burger more
delicious.
And the rabbits.
Yeah. And, you know.
I don't know. I plan on getting into some rabbit this fall.
Are you?
I've been letting parts of my property, Mike Senior, just let the forest just take back over.
Mm-hmm.
We had this hill, and we cut several pine trees off of it as a kid to let the dogwoods grow up. And it also gave us a great view of my grandfather's lake across the street from us. Well, over the years, the woods around that lake have grown up. You can't see it at all.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to see a road. So I'm just letting the trees and brush and everything take that hill back over.
Well, it works both ways. Nobody wants to, you know, you don't need people looking in on you either.
Right, yeah.
It's from the road.
It may take 10 years, but it's a free privacy fence.
But you have lots of rabbits that have...
I have seen that they've started taking advantage of that because when I first moved in, and since we moved into this house in 1969, there had been a large, really thick stand of woods right next to our property.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I moved there, they bulldozed it, built a house, and put a mobile home in there. So now it's just a small strip, and they destroyed what was a great rabbit habitat.
Mm.
So I'm just replacing it in my yard.
So do you I remember living out in Sims, we used to have several rabbits come into the backyard. This was really cool. But we also started to see a lot more deer.
Haven't seen any deer, but I have heard a coyote at night.
Really?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
In Sims?
Yeah.
Or just coyotes, in Tillman's Quarter?
Coyotes Mobile, are everywhere.
They're really bad in South Mobile County.
And they're bad in Baldwin County. And
which may be a reason why we don't see others.
For a while, one-on-one, I'll take Luke against a coyote.
For a while there.
Because they're not much bigger than a dog.
In Spring Hill, they were really bad up in Spring Hill because they were eating people's
cats. Well, those are street gangs, too. Those were those street-wise coyotes.
This side of Spring Hill.
The thugs.
This side of Spring Hill. Because they were traveling up the spring. They were traveling up the creeks.
Yeah.
And like they do, follow the water water source. And a lot of people were losing their pets up in Spring Hill.
Yeah. And I'm very likely going to be getting into some squirrel this fall, too. Because I got a few too many in the yard at this point.
So that brings
they
to
are
mind,
driving
dude.
Luke crazy. And I'm like,
these
dude, you can't crawl a tree.
Typical menu items that, you know, people look at here. I mean, there's
maybe,
some good
maybe not in Kansas.
No, I'm just saying, you don't go to Wendy's to get a rabbit burger.
No, I wish I could.
I'm just saying, though, they're not your typical recipe in most places.
It's just wild game.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, for the sake of where we're at, talking about something that would be good to cook.
Yeah. Oh, I plan on cooking them.
And they're lean now.
Yeah, lean, healthy, delicious.
Mm-hmm. I used to love my dad getting some rabbit now. I don't like hunting, but I like eating them.
Yeah.
Like fishing. I don't like to fish, but I like to fish.
Yeah, you're like my friend. You don't like fishing. You like catching.
No, I like eating. I don't like the catching part either. Just saying.
Speaking of Kansas, I stumbled on a picture, and I thought, oh, that looks like Arizona, something like that. It looked like a big open desert with giant glacial boulders in the middle of it, and it is a monument, a natural monument in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the highest point in Kansas is the top of that rock.
Yeah, one of them. And I think I know
something
right where
Monument
you're at.
Park. I think it was.
Yeah, you would. They've got but it's a lot. Most of it's limestone.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, from the ancient seabed.
You can go down there. We took a field trip down, and I'll have to look it up and remember what the name of it is. We took a field trip down there, and we got lost in this cotton picking place. It's an old riverbed.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it washed out. But, I mean, you can really look at the layers, and you can start to see some old, really old, I mean, monolithic.
What about fossils?
Fossils is the word I'm looking for, yeah.
Well, these rocks.
Seashells. I mean, there was water in there once, and it was, we're talking water like this, like the Gulf. Yeah.
Well, these giant rocks like that, there's one way they got there, and that's during Ice Age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it got pushed down.
Yeah, it got pushed down.
Or pushed aside. What most people don't realize when you start looking at geography and you look at the mountains on one side, you look at the mountains on the other side, guess what was in the middle before? The glacial just pushed that aside, pushed it, and it kept going into the Gulf where we have now. So, you can look at that through, not Arizona, but Oklahoma, Texas, down through there, Nebraska, all the way up to the Dakotas. So.
We're talking about the highest points. Florida, the highest point in Florida, right there at the state line, Florida and Alabama, there's the landfill.
The official highest point is just outside of Crestview, Florida.
That's man-made, and
it's like 278 feet.
Okay.
This is about that high.
A thousand years taller, from now, they're
taller than the trees.
251-343-0106. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Danny Calametti.
Cool summer nights, warm rolling sea, and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them, Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaf.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
By the way, that was called Monument Rocks.
Monument Rocks.
Monument Rocks of Kansas is out there. You take I-70, if you're not asleep by the time you get to Colby, northwest corner of the state, you go south on 83, and it's there.
You can see it about 6 hours away.
No, actually you can't, because it's off the highway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's off the highway. You got to walk a little bit to get to it. But yeah, I remember that.
I don't feel like talking. How about you, Mike? You feel like talking?
Let's let somebody else talk.
Yeah, maybe go to the phone, see if somebody there wants to talk.
Danny Kellerman.
Hey, guys. I like the way you do these segues, because walking a little bit is exactly what we're talking about.
There we go.
Actually, not walking is running, because I want to talk a little bit about bras across the causeway. You know, we turned the calendar to October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we got a big 5K race coming up at the Battleship. And one of the things about bras across the causeway that's unique, because awareness and research are important stuff, but funds for bras across the causeway go directly to patient care. You know, when you're dealing with this kind of stuff, the expenses are phenomenal, and folks a lot of times they can't work. And so what our funds do is we go to deal with things that aren't covered by we've done insurance premiums. We've done house notes. We've done kids back to school clothes. We've got somebody's car out of hock that was just trying to do DoorDash and stuff, get Uber. You know, so it's really a significant assist for folks that are suffering through this. And the race itself is out of the Battleship. We string our bras on the causeway to signify, let everybody know what we're doing. It's going to be a huge race. The response from the public is just phenomenal. But we have a lot of fun, and it's a 5K race as well as a fun run, or you can just come out and play. So I'll put a link up on the website for you guys on the Facebook page. But we have a lot of fun. So Friday afternoon, 3 to 7, we have our packet pickup pre-race poster party.
Got enough peas in there?
I think so. Carrie with the cookery helps us with that. And so, it's kind of a protein pack up. So you can come out there, pick up your packets. We'll be all there. We'll have a lot of folks there. So that's on the Friday afternoon.
You need to fit Port City into that title somewhere to get one more pea.
One more piece. Yeah, there you go. And then our after party our after race party is phenomenal. We have all of our sponsors are there, everywhere. You know, my particular role is with David Nelson. I sub for David from Brady River, and I man the Brady River beer tent. So we have cold beverages for those folks that need it. Coca-Cola provides us with those products. We'll have some hot coffee from community. We'll have we got some other beverages there as well. We did stock up as soon as we heard the bad news from Hall's. We stocked up, and we'll have some Hall's sausage there. Billy's Bacon's going to be there. We've got some Billy's product there. So it's going to be a fun time. Just got Matt McCoy is our head DJ, so 92 Zoo will be represented. I do want to give a shout out. Worked hard yesterday. Lee and Kathy Smith and I had the daunting task of working with the ladies from the Orange Beach Ladies Tennis League. We had to chase and run down 32 teams of ladies that were celebrating the Tennis for Tatas. They had a tennis tournament, and we had to go chase down 32 teams to judge their costume contest over there. So that was
that would be 64 tas in total.
It was something like that, yes, sir. They raised $14,000 for Broad Cross Causeway. So that, it was a great event. It was a tough day, but it was a lot of fun. So, you know, Penny Peak is one of our big sponsors, the hospitality group. So it's just a fun time, and it goes for a good cause. So we encourage everybody to come out. You don't have to run. You can walk. You don't have to walk. You can just come and share in all the festivities and all that kind of stuff. So that's Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th at Battleship Park. And it's just a great time. So I'll put a link on that. Of course, it's still more fun, more food and fun. Our buddy Joey Mason, and you guys know this, the following weekend, it's actually a three-day event, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. He's got his second annual Smoke on the Farm barbecue competition and steak cook-off out at his place out in wherever he is.
Grand Bay.
Grand Bay, thank you. It sounds like it's a long way out there, but it's really easy to get to. It's just right off the interstate. So it's just a quick little trip out there. And Joey does a great job for all his community events that he does. He's got a big old heart.
And a big old hat.
Big old hat and a big old place out there. So there's both a barbecue competition and an SCA, Steak Cook Association, steak off. So that's a lot of fun. And I think you guys already have a link to that on your Facebook page as well. But, you know, both of those things, we're moving in October. He's got a new, the new sponsorship, with, partners in, Farmers in Action.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local farmers group that, Farm to Table group that he's supporting with that. So October's rolling in, and you know there's all kind of things going on, but I wanted to highlight those two things especially for what we've got going on there. There are some other things coming down the pike too, but there's a lot going on, guys.
Joey's farm is just great.
It is brisket.
I was there last year. I was there last year, if you remember, and of course, I was in the hamburger eating contest, and it was hard to get one burger down. It really was. Because there was no condiments on it at all. No mayonnaise, no mustard. It was just bread and a thick burger.
Man, that's all you need when it's and a good burger.
Lord, I struggled getting that one burger down. I really did.
Yeah.
Lightweight.
Well, Joey does a lot of stuff, and he's always willing to pitch in and help, and you know he's local, so that all makes a difference
in terms of
what he's doing from that standpoint. And like I say, it's an easy trip out to Grand Bay, so there's an easy exit right off the interstate, and it's well marked, and so it's people think that Grand Bay is out in the country, and it is out in the country, but it's easy to get there and back, and it's a nice drive, so. We got both sides. We got a little bit going to the causeway for this weekend, and the battleship. You get to tour the outside memorials that they've got set up. They just got some cool stuff there. We'll have Matt will be slinging some tunes, so he'll be there throughout the day, and we'll have a crowd. I mean, it's going to be a huge event. We've got. More runners this year than we had last year, and we still got a week to go. So we got a bunch of folks that are lining up, and
anybody that's going to be there at the battleship, I encourage you. There is a nature trail on the back end of it that goes onto a boardwalk over a savanna that is has a lot of bird watching and a bird watching tower. Just beautiful getting out there. And it's you walk across that field, and then you'll see the boardwalk there and the trail and everything. And it's listed on All Trails and Onyx Outdoor. It's a really nice trail. And like I say, most of it's elevated boardwalk, so you don't have to worry about wrestling a gator or losing a croc in some mud.
Yeah, and they've got right behind where we're set up, they've got a nice pier. You can go out and walk out onto the onto the bay early in the morning on a nice Saturday, and after you run, you can stretch your legs a little bit more and all that kind of stuff. Again, I have my duties. I would normally run, but somebody's got to tend beer.
I understand, man. The priorities.
What a hard life.
Now, I know that there are charity runs and there are charity walks. Mike and I are waiting on a charity waddle.
There you go.
That's what we're geared for. We will waddle
a block. If you waddle a little bit and then stop.
Or if that particular waddle includes one of those beer carts where we just hop on there and the bicycle drives us around.
David used to brag that he ran like a dozen different that he finished a dozen marathons. He didn't ever tell anybody. It was always on the back of the media cart.
Oh, I thought he meant he was just walking laps around a marathon gas station.
So anyway, but we'll have to add that category. I mean, we've got a virtual category, but we'll have to add that waddle category for one of our registrations.
What is a virtual category?
Well, we did that with South Alabama's Go Run. We added it during the COVID because they couldn't actually run. So we had folks sign up and they just did their own race. And then we kept it. And for the South Alabama's Go Run, we actually give a prize for that person that registers and sends us a video of their running for the farthest way. We've had Iowa, we've had California. And so they get a regular race packet. And we send them the packet, and we give a prize away for whoever was the farthest virtual runner for that year.
Interesting.
So it worked out. Because, South has alumni from everywhere, so so anyway. But just different, sometimes things coming out of COVID were a good idea. So not much, but some of them. So anyway.
Every struggle presents an opportunity, Danny.
There you go, my friend. There you go. So I'll add a link to the Broads Across the Causeway stuff. Now we do have a sister race 2 weeks later with Lulu's on the October 25th, Skipping and Sipping. Mm-hmm. So that's another breast cancer race. It funnels the same thing, but all the funds stay local in Mobile and Baldwin County. So the Lulu's race is a hoot. As well, because anything that happens at Lulu's is fun. Between the 5K and the fun run, Lulu's hosts everybody in a shot toast of some kind of strong rum drink, just to lubricate those who haven't run yet and to satisfy those who just finished their 5K.
All right, Danny. Well, quick review real quick. Where can everybody find all the information that you just gave us?
The AlabamaCoasting.com or Danny Calametti's Facebook page is probably one of the best ones, but that's the best place to go.
All right,
my friends.
Thank you for filling airspace.
You're going to be there Thursday night?
Most likely. Yeah, Thursday night. You talk about at the kitchen for the tasting. We have a tasting at the Continental Kitchen. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I didn't know that. I was talking about the grilled cheese competition.
Oh, no, grilled cheese competition is another one that's up there. We've got a tasting from Guatemala. Ooh, at the Continental Kitchen. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, all kind of good stuff. Oh, Venezuela, actually.
Okay.
I'll post it.
All right, buddy.
All right, my friend. Get out.
Appreciate it. 251-343-0106. We've got one more segment.
If you plan a vacation, you should choose Mobile, Alabama. You lose your blues. Sights down there you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. The place that means the world to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
So, Well, Michael, so you enjoyed your introduction to chai so much.
I enjoyed it.
That Mike is going to brew his own at home.
I got it on my grocery. I just added it to my grocery list during the break. So,
yeah, so you can use regular milk.
You'll find that in the tea aisle, Mike.
Yeah. And you don't have to add milk to it. I just enjoy the creaminess that a little bit of milk or a little bit of coconut milk
adds. Well, I have some coconut milk at home, so I need to. Yeah. I was trying to make healthy Earth Green light bars, but they were too runny.
Like I say, if you're a pre-diabetic, a borderline diabetic, or diabetic, just get agave nectar and put a couple of teaspoons of that in there.
That's just pricey, but it's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm gonna have to do it.
It has a lot of components in it that make your pancreas process insulin better on its own.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is encouraged for diabetics.
So I got a question in relation to that. Acai.
Acai is a super fruit from Africa, I believe. It's a berry.
But it can be used as a sweetener as well. Acai juice.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay.
I know stevia is a leaf from a plant. And
yeah, but they're processing chemicals that they put in there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think stevia, the leaf, the way they did it in Africa was you would chew the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Before eating whatever was supposed to be sweet, and there would be no sugar in it, and it would taste sweet to you for about 2 hours.
My dad used to do spearmint, you know, leaves. You could grow spearmint on the ground, which is a low vine that creeps, and he would go out there and pick up spearmint, and then he would, he helped it with his heart.
Oh, wow.
That's what he used it for.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of mint, but there are a lot of medicinal benefits to it. And any herb is really healthy. They're full of folic acid, vitamin A, vitamin E, all kinds of things. They're green, so therefore they have lots of chlorophyll in them.
By the way, you don't eat strawberry leaves.
Right. You don't eat tomato leaves either.
No, my dad had the spearmint and the bed for strawberries right next to each other. Steve, at, 10, 11 years old, wasn't quite as
confused
bright as
the two.
Couldn't tell the difference, so he just picked one. Oops.
Life's experience.
Mike has rejoined the living. What you want to talk about?
Hey, listen, we've got a couple of important birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was Adam Gambino. Everybody knows the Gambinos.
Yeah.
You could catch him and his brother Brett and them, I think Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights, they have their band playing there in the restaurant in the Wise Guy bar. But Adam Gambino, hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. Tomorrow is Chris Brill's birthday.
I know Chris Brill very well.
Yeah, Chris's birthday is tomorrow.
Owner-operator of Sim's House of Pizza, Loosedale House of Pizza, and the soon-to-be-coming Satsuma House of Pizza.
Is it Satsuma or Saraland?
I think it's Satsuma. Yeah, he's going to be where Chalkboard was, right at the end of the road he used to live on.
Cool.
Could have walked there in like 3 minutes.
All right. And then Tuesday is our good buddy Panini Pete's birthday.
Well, that old
joker. How about
that?
Did you know they went to Mary Widow last night to listen to Smash Mouth?
Oh, Smash Mouth was in there?
Yeah.
Our buddies at Smash Mouth, Mike and I, we hang with them.
Yeah, we hang.
We know
folks. Yeah, we know. They know. Yeah.
Well, they're missing the lead singer.
That LeBlanc wasn't there?
He passed, didn't he?
No. LeBlanc. We're talking about somebody else.
Smash Mouth singer caused a death, liver failure for Steve Harwell. I'm sorry. It was Steve Harwell, yeah.
But, the drummer, fun guy, Matt LeBlanc. But, hey, listen.
No, Matt LeBlanc was on Friends.
No, that's right.
Friends. Well, that's we're just having culture moments here.
Got some upcoming things, and I mentioned it real quick.
Mike, you're thinking of Cowboy Mouth.
Cowboy Mouth. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Smash Mouth you're right. Hey now, get your game on.
Yeah, Cowboy Mouth played last night.
Okay, that's a whole different
fun bunch of guys. Fun. We partied with them before, so
yeah.
Fun guys. Yeah. But anyway, Thursday night is the Grilled Cheese Meltdown. I will be a judge there, and it's going to be at Cathedral Square. Fun event. Fun.
Good
it
location.
Starts early, yeah.
What's the weather supposed to be, if you look?
Nice.
Excellent.
Supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I know like today, tomorrow, and maybe Tuesday a little rain, but it was supposed to be clear enough.
Well, it's going to be nice this weekend because that's a good thing because Friday night's art walk, and it's going to be this Halloween-themed spooky art walk.
That's always the biggest art walk.
It is.
That and the Latina Fest.
Well, it's the same weekend.
So, oh, well, that's why.
Latin Fest is the same weekend. And folks,
because of De la de Muerte, which is the Day of the Dead tradition
in
Mexico.
That's right. Yeah. But I love, you know, when it's winding down, Latin Fest is still going. And
it don't wind down.
And I don't speak any Spanish.
Or Spanglish.
But let me tell you what. If you're standing over there in Cathedral Square, your body starts moving. And you start moving, and you go, wow, man, I'm getting into this.
Latin music, great music. Makes you want to dance. No other music makes me want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
But Latin music does. Went to a Mardi Gras ball a few years ago, and I was dating someone that wanted to go to a ball, and she stressed, you're going to have to get on the dance floor and dance.
So, yeah.
I know.
That's what they required. Want you to do.
Well, when it came time to dance, I grabbed her by the hand, led her out there, and we started dancing. She went, what are you doing? I said, I'm dancing. She goes, I thought you couldn't dance. I said, oh, I know how to dance. I just don't like doing it. So I was in music theater for 3 years. I know how to dance.
I can't dance.
Don't enjoy it.
I can't dance.
You know what the secret is to dancing? It's the same secret to rapping.
Don't
care if you look or sound stupid. That's all. It's just confidence. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. I got confident, not dancing confident.
Yeah, but rapping, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll throw down some rhymes.
Now, if I don't rap, I rap Christmas presents real good. But
yeah, so do I. Put them in the bag. Put some tissue paper on top. All wrapped.
What?
No, good but thing Friday. There's not a camera on me right now.
This is my favorite weekend of the year. With this Art Walk weekend and Latin Fest, it is such a fun event on Friday night, and it's going to be so packed. And what's great is a lot of people dress up for Halloween at this event.
What are you going
for Art Walk?
Sexy cat.
I got a Halloween shirt I put on.
Ah,
oh yeah, the one where you're the great pumpkin.
No,
I got a picture. He's got a button up that where the whole shirt turns him into a jack o' lantern.
Oh my god!
And he passed out asleep. Leaned up against that wall, and I got a picture of him in it.
I had a hard night the night before.
Yeah.
No, I've got rid of that shirt.
Somebody didn't haul you off to try to curb you.
No, I got some shirts that I ordered online with cats and stuff on them and pumpkins. No ghosts. So.
Spooky.
But
I was listening to a late night sports talk show out of California years ago, and the guy said, for those who don't know, actor Christopher Walken lives near here, and he walks at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he came in tonight, and he was sitting there, and he was asking, so Chris, you have any pets or anything? I've got three cats. One of them is gray, one of them is grayer, and then the other one is black. You know, spooky. It was actually Christopher Walken, and that was statement he made.
One That's of my funny. Favorite actors.
I love the grayer. Like, there's degrees of gray.
Probably is.
Shades.
There's shades, but not degree. Grayer. Degrees.
Yeah. Wow. One of my favorite actors. What was that guy telling him? He says, open that case. No.
Why not? I don't want to. had an email conversation with him years ago on an old site called iFood TV.
Okay.
And
That's still around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he had watched a video of mine, and I had watched a video of his. It's Christopher Walken, bacon chicken.
Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Go out there and enjoy the weekend that's coming up. It's going to be a great week later on. And
maybe
weekend.
You go to a farmer's market or something, and you can find some provolone.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table.